This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, how about that? You know what that sound is, right? That's the music that Josh Cantor recorded as the theme for the half-hour power, the best show, post-show. 30 minutes of rapid-fire, unscreened phone calls, and my name's Tom Sharpling. I'm in the room here with, as always, the one and only AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
Doing good, Tom.
How's it going? You all right?
I'm good.
You ready to have some fun?
Yeah.
You're weirdly now you're gonna pull your punches. Two dudes got twisted over the yoga pants thing.
I won't pull my punches. I'll make that promise to you, Tom. Okay.
You're goofy.
Yeah, I'm goofing around.
This is what I'll say. Yeah. Everybody should realize this. Whenever Mike says anything like that, he's looking at me when he says it, so he can watch how I react to it. It's done expressly to watch me get upset by it. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Anything you say, you're looking at me when you say it, knowing that you're going to get me to go, oh. It's the game within the game, guys. Yeah. We also have joined by Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
Doing well.
You doing all right?
Yeah. Good show tonight.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Summer's flying by.
Summer is flying by. Are you enjoying your summer?
Yes and no. I'm working a really terrible job on summer, so it's bittersweet.
Makes it hard, right?
Definitely.
But as long as you can squeeze some enjoyment in there.
Yes.
That's all that matters. Just try. Try, Pat.
Going to the shore, hopefully.
Take care of yourself. What beach does Pat go to?
I like Asbury.
Oh, classy.
I like going to LBI.
Okay. No Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant's great, too.
Seaside Heights.
Seaside these days is...
Nah, you can't hang with Seaside.
Manasquan.
I don't know. Manasquan's a little
Seabright.
Seabright.
It's close.
I think I like Seaside Heights best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll take the...
Kill or be killed out there.
Dog eat dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either you end up eating a sandwich or you end up on a sandwich. We also have Jason, as I like to call him, and I finally started warming to Dudio, the nickname he created. Now, I'm being told he wants some Doctor Who type thing. Doctor Who Dio, what is it going to be now?
Who Dio would be great. I mean, the new season's coming up in September.
The new season of what?
Doctor Who.
Yeah, no,
of course.
And how many doctors are we up to now? 12?
12.
12. Yeah. And the best thing that can happen is that there's no more doctors after this. This is it, right?
No, there will be more doctors after this.
Yeah. If only science fiction played by the rules that it established, there can be 12 doctors. Yeah, well, here's a loophole. Here's 12 more. Because we're still making money on this thing. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
And we have Kristen Bartlett.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm great.
Do you have an exciting story to tell? You can't tell, though, can you?
I can't tell anything. Mm. I can tell some things.
You were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I was.
And I'm not going to say anything, but there's a giant check in the room right now. I'm not going to say how Kristen did on the show.
I bring it with me everywhere I go.
But this check has 7 figures.
Oh, jeez.
No, I don't know how she did. I know nothing about it.
It was really fun.
I'll find out by tuning in when?
I don't know. I'll find out a week and a half.
8 months from now. Like,
it was really, really fun, though.
Was it?
Chris Harrison was a nice person.
That's the host?
Of The Bachelor and now. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh.
Too bad you didn't get Terry Crews, right?
I would have loved Terry Crews, but Chris Harrison was great.
He was a lot of fun.
He was a lot of fun, and he was nice, and he clearly liked us.
Well, it's usually those guys who are just like, nah, that guy was the worst. What a mean host.
I think we got him.
I think they have to be nice. Like, they better be nice, or they're not going
to
last long.
They have to make you comfortable.
If they're just like, I hate this so much, being a host of this stuff.
Would you hate that? Would you hate that job?
I just wouldn't like being on camera. I'm not good being on camera. But I could.
I will tell you, I went out of my body, and I became a television ham.
Really?
I had a dumb joke for everything. So it'll be a moment.
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready. And you know who else is ready? Well, I do like that segue.
Nice.
Callers. Half Hour Power. You're on the show with AP Mike, Dudio, Kristen, and Pat Byrne. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Who's this?
This is Caroline in Brooklyn.
Caroline, what's going on tonight?
So, this is unrelated to the topic, if that's all right.
Yeah, it should be, because it's a different show.
Right on. As a lady listener of the best show, I've noticed that lately you've been very vocal about having more women call into the show.
Of course.
And I've run into this problem where, you know, I try to dial in and it's, a lot of dudes. So, how do you guys feel about periodically having a ladies-only call-in number?
We have done keep a line open for the ladies. I have done that.
Really?
Yeah. We've done that in the past, and we haven't made it official for every show, but it's been done. Where I specifically keep a line open for ladies, and when the guys call in, I say sorry. You're on the wrong line.
And there's many nights where Tom just says no more dudes, and you'll put all of the lines over for ladies.
We're very proactive, trying to get more ladies to call in.
I had a couple weeks ago. I think that we did it 2 weeks ago, and then somebody was just like, "I tried to call, and I was on hold, and then Mike dumped me because it was like he was like, yeah, we got to make room for ladies to call in." So we try to do it. Look, it's never going to be. We have two numbers. One is a general number for everybody, and one is a number for guests to call. I can't give the guest number out to everybody because then it's not a guest number anymore. But I'll try to do it more often. Try to open.
You should
those
do
lines.
What about like a Sadie Hawkins day?
Look, I'll try. I'll do whatever you want. If it's going to be a good, if it's going to make it a good show, I'll do it. I just want to do a good show. And look, it's a bad show. If we do all dudes and they're all a bust, then that's a bad show. If it was all women and they were a bust, then that's a bad show. I don't want to do a bad show.
And you haven't been.
Well, I appreciate that. That's nice of you to say. And I appreciate you giving constructive feedback to this.
Well, thank you for taking it. You guys have a good night.
You too. And thank you. Are you enjoying your summer?
Yeah, I'm having a great summer.
Were you hanging out in? Were you in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
What neighborhood? If you don't mind.
Williamsburg.
East Williamsburg. Well, excuse me.
It's a real neighborhood.
Is that the fancy part of? Is that Williamsburg Heights?
We call it Bushwick Heights because for a while the neighborhood was Williamsburg on Craigslist, and then it became Bushwick on Craigslist when Bushwick became Tonier.
So you're just it's a matter of sliding names around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. It is Tonier, right?
I never heard that. Tonier.
Tony? Like with, fancy?
With oh.
Well-heeled. Right?
Yeah.
Well-heeled.
Yeah.
Boo! Half Hour Power, you're on the air with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, and Kristen Bartlett.
Oh, hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jacob.
Jacob. What's up, Jacob?
Mm-hmm. Nothing much.
Nothing much?
No, just hanging around.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling a show, then, if you don't have anything to say.
Yeah, actually, I called at the end of the previous segment.
Goodbye. Snooze. Half hour power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio.
Low energy
Pat
guy.
Byrne and Kristen Bartlett. What's up? Hello? No? Ooh. Half hour power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Kristen Bartlett, and Pat Byrne.
Hey, this is Will from D.C. How y'all doing tonight?
Very good.
Hello.
Good.
What's up, Will?
First of all, real quick, love AP Mike's new musical career.
Thank you.
Calling in because, Tom, you when you interviewed Paul Rudd, you asked him if he ever had a weird thing when people were in the theater and they were laughing inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I have a related story I thought you might enjoy.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So a couple years ago, I was in Houston. This guy had written a musical about Daniel Johnston's life, you know, kind of the outsider artist guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel Johnston is in the audience, and there's this really elaborate, like, these guys are coming to, these cartoon characters are arresting him, and it's getting very edgy. And there's one guy in the audience the entire time just cackling, and Daniel Johnston's there. Anyways, it was brutal, and eventually the police escorted him out.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say it was Daniel Johnston.
Yeah.
No. He was
having a good time.
He was not it. But can you imagine? Anyways, very heavy. Love the show, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Got in and got out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
Do you have any weird experiences at shows that come to mind? Theater or concerts? Studio?
I will say, I saw Primus in 1994.
Okay.
And I was watching the show, and a little person. I'm not asked, like.
Like, take it easy.
It's always great.
We're all good here. Everything's good.
Do you know the story?
Everything's good.
Kristen
just went,
I did not.
That was.
That's the appropriate way to say it, correct?
Yeah, yeah. That was.
I think it's just people now.
Yeah.
They just want.
Okay. A smaller
person. Is that what
person
they want?
A smaller stature.
Ask me to help throw him up onto the crowd so he could ride the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Okay, that's fine.
And he had a great time.
Good. Uh-huh. That's nice. I love Kristen's response. That was true. True terror. You went.
Yeah. I was really nervous. Yeah. Last week with the yoga pants, I don't want Jason to be.
We're all walking on eggshells on this show. We're
walking
week
on yoga pants.
Yeah. Guys, no.
I'm in no position to criticize vocals.
Well, I think you did it. Your thing. Show. Yeah.
Fishing for compliments over
climbing,
here.
Climbing the ranks.
Can people still buy that, Mike?
Yes, they can.
Where do they buy your song, Michael Perry?
I guess you can search Bandcamp.com, AP Mike. Which, just for people, I didn't even know Bandcamp.com existed until the night we first aired that.
It's apmike.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
apmike.bandcamp.com.
And people have been very generous, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's been you know, surprisingly.
I get it. I know what you're getting at. He's looking at me because I said I would match a $50 donation.
Uh-huh.
Mike's giving me the look. You got one, didn't you?
I got one.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll do it, Mike.
I was willing to take it out in beer.
Well, I'll take my money where I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll do it.
Okay.
Who was it?
I can't remember his name, but you know, for the people who've given more than the dollar, I'll try and thank people. You know, some people have been very generous. It was $150. It's been $10. You know, things.
Well, somebody did 150?
No. Just 50 was the highest, which I received one of those. But people have been very generous, and I really appreciate it.
Half hour power, you're on the show with AP Mike.
Okay.
It's
been a while since we had this.
It's been a while. It's a human version of the Mr. T the little Mr. T little handheld game. What's up, Mr. T?
He didn't think it through. Yeah.
What else you got? What else you got, Mr. T?
I got lots. Hold on, let me think of something.
Okay.
while you do that,
think of something.
Click.
We'll be here.
What else you got?
It'll be. Hold on, 1 second.
Okay. Think.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, we're talking about. I don't want to talk about Twitter. That's the most boring thing in the world to talk about Twitter. How's your summer going, Mr. T?
Well, it's going pretty good. I moved recently.
Yeah, where'd you move?
I moved to the desert. They don't have any trees out there.
Okay, so now you're going to the other thing you know about Mr. T, that he tore all the trees out of his front yard, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the Rocky Three, the Rocky Marathon over the 4th of July weekend?
Well, I'm in that, right?
You're in Rocky Three.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember your character's name?
B.A. Baracus.
Well, no. That was your name in A-Team.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure your name was Clubber Lang.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you took a lot of shots to the head there, huh?
Yeah. No, but I won that one. Oh, Rocky, really. He got whooped.
Well, you won the first fight with Rocky.
Yeah.
The second one, Rocky definitely beat you in that one because you were laid out on the canvas and he was on his feet.
That was possum. I was playing possum.
Well, if you were playing possum, you probably should have gotten up before the ref counted to 10. That was the worst example of playing possum.
You played it too well.
Yeah.
I thought it was 11.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. T?
Yes. Yes.
Your character was from Chicago, right?
Mm.
But then when you're arguing with Rocky in Philadelphia, you told Adrian, "Why don't you come back to my apartment? And I'll show you what a real man is like." So did you also have an apartment in Philadelphia as well as your hometown of Chicago?
Yep, it was my grandmother's apartment.
So, but you chose not to say, "Why don't you come back to my grandmother's place? I'll show you what a..." What's that?
You don't like to say it. I just don't say it.
Hey, Mr. T, I think your phone is conking out there.
Oh, yeah, I gotta plug it in!
Alright, enough. Half hour power. Oh, how about that? The silence. What do you think about that? Oh, no, here we go. Half hour power, you're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Jason Gore.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
And Kristen Bartlett, what's up?
I just wanted to call in and say that I'm pro-Dudio. I love the nickname, the Dudio, and I think you're being a little hard on Dudio about him giving himself his nickname.
Thank you. Fair enough. Look, well, I think you know what that means, though. You're on my side. Because I have made it clear that I will accept Dudio as Jason's nickname. Now he's the one who is working Hoodio, Dr. Hoodio into the thing. He's trying to work a second layer into it, which I don't know about that. What
it's
do
like
you
an
think?
Onion. I'm just peeling it away.
You're peeling away the onion. What do you think about that, caller?
I'm into that too. I like any kind of innovation on a nickname. Have you changed your stance on not being able to give yourself your own nickname?
People can do whatever they want. What is your nickname?
Old Kev.
Old Kev. And is your name Kevin?
Yeah.
Pat, Old Kev, what do you think?
It's terrible.
Oh, that is great.
No, of course you like it.
I love Old Dudio. Kev.
You're in the pocket of Big Dudio. It's just corporate glad handing going on now.
You want to be Old you Kev? Be Old Kev.
Oh, I wonder why Dudio would suddenly be like, "Oh, I like Old Kev." The guy does a soliloquy to the name Dudio, then he asks for your opinion on something. Oh my, what a coincidence! He agreed with Old Kev. Old Kev. Why Old Kev?
I think over the years it just kind of became kind of like Old Gil from The Simpsons, or like back in the 30s somebody be like, "Old so-and-so," and then I just started calling myself that, and then before I knew it, all my friends started referring to me as that. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of took off.
Okay. Wow. Fair enough. What a...
He doesn't sound that old, though.
No.
I'm not.
Mike.
Yeah.
Nicknames. You've got plenty of guys at masses with crazy nicknames.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up. last week I filled in for one of my fellow bartenders Wednesday night, and night times at masses are different. I mean, it's just a whole other vibe there. And about 6:30, the bar is empty. Who should stroll in? Speaking of nicknames, Beetlejuice, the one and only.
Literally.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Me and Beetlejuice, one-on-one.
He was by himself.
He was by himself. I was by myself.
Uh-huh.
In the bar, alone together. Is this like one of the great meetings?
Yeah.
Historical meetings of all time?
Yeah, or it sounds like a hallucination.
No.
You weren't.
This really happened.
You weren't like cracking open like furniture polish or things like that beforehand.
And the thing is, I met him at, they had some amateur fights in Bayonne.
Okay.
And I met him there. He was there.
Uh-huh.
There's a PAL across from Masses that he knows a guy who does the boxing there. And so he'll sneak out of that to come over to Masses and get a drink. And here's the thing. He comes into Masses, and because he's showbiz, he never puts money on the bar. You know, and I kind of knew the routine.
Someone else gets it.
I mean, you know, I kind of knew the routine. I've seen him come into Masses before. And so I asked him what he wanted. I poured him a beer. And, you know, I knew I wasn't going to get paid for it, you know. And it was like out of the question to... Mm-hmm. But then it was just, I had him literally for about 45 minutes, one-on-one. Nobody else even came into the bar. And the conversation, you know, you would think, well, this might be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And all through the conversation, I'm thinking, what is his real name? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to call him Beetlejuice. I want to kind of respect him a little more than that, you know?
Yeah.
But, of course, we talked about the radio show, Howard Stern. He said he was going to do it this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mentioned that I am involved with a radio show that's online.
Yeah.
And he immediately confused that with the racist radio show in Jersey City. And I kept saying, no, this is a different show. There was a crazy racist who was doing a show from Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
It was a while back. He was a big Sean Hannity fan, and it got out of control. And I think they even shut him down. You know, it was in the news. Jersey Journal covered it. But for some reason, he kept thinking that I was involved with that show. And then he's laughing because we got shut down. And I'm saying, no.
It wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't that show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the conversation, you know, I couldn't take what he said. Once he started going, I couldn't stop him.
Okay.
You know, he was telling stories about the Howard Stern show. Then he started telling a story about the fights we went to. And he said that after the fights, you know, that all hell broke loose. People were shooting each other. Which this wasn't true. I knew that for a fact. But he tends to embellish stories.
Sure.
You know, he's a storyteller.
Uh-huh.
Then he told a story about he was working on a movie with Snoop Dogg, which I don't know if that's true or not, because I was beginning to think, well, I got to take everything with a grain of salt here. And he was talking about Snoop Dogg's chin kept growing. He was talking about Snoop Dogg was flying at one point. I mean, he's very creative once he gets going.
Yeah.
But, it was an interesting conversation. It was too bad I couldn't document it for the ages, because it was history, like I said. Could you talk to Beetlejuice, you think, for 45 minutes? It's not easy.
No, I'm sure it's not easy.
Yeah.
You're trying to be respectful and you're trying to navigate through it and...
Yeah.
And kind of, I guess there's spots where he might not be. I don't know what his situation is.
He was enjoying himself. I took that as like, well, all right. He was laughing at times.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like I was putting him off in any way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I
was just worried when guys, and I know this isn't. I'm not talking about you, but I was just like when people like. Trot guys like that around as like a ticket to whatever, it's just like they can get him to make appearances and they get a piece of whatever it is, or I don't know what his deal is with that at all.
I actually did sort of ask him if he goes to the conventions, and he says he goes to them, and it seemed like he was okay with going to them, and he makes a few bucks. He lives in Georgia now, so he's not really in this area. He said he was on vacation, but I don't know.
A Bayonne vacation.
Bayonne vacation.
A great vacation spot.
Where would you go if you were going to take a vacation in Bayonne? What would you, if somebody said, I'm coming to Bayonne for 3 days.
Wow.
What'd you tell them?
Well, I guess, you could go to some nice restaurants, I mean, you can go to some parks on the water, the bay.
Stephen R. Gregg.
The infamous World Trade Center monument that they put into a part of Bayonne that nobody knows it's there, which was sort of a disaster.
Sure.
So
you're saying 3 days might be stretching it.
Yeah. I mean, you could do a bar crawl, There's plenty of bars you can go to.
Yeah.
That'll kill a day.
You could always do that thing where you kind of uncork all that cleaning fluid, and then you'll see Beetlejuice, right? And he magically shows up.
Sometimes it's the one from the film. Right. Sometimes it's the one from Howard Stern.
Nobody's in the bar right now.
It's Bayonne's Beetlejuice.
Where are we at time-wise?
We're at it.
We're out of time. Caller, old Kev.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? How's your summer going, old Kev?
It's good. It's been one of the best summers I've had in a while.
What's been making it one of the best summers?
I've been traveling a lot. I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Portland a couple weeks ago, and then I'm going to San Francisco and Los Angeles next week.
And what's bringing all this traveling about? Is this just straight-up vacation?
No, I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian. What's your last name, Kev?
O'Brien. Kevin O'Brien.
Kevin O'Brien. Where do you live first?
Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Do I know you?
Yeah, you were on my podcast a while back. We talked about Led Zeppelin.
That's right, of course. You're on with Taylor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm her sidekick.
Of course. That's where I thought I knew you. How are you?
Yeah, I believe you called me Herb one time, and I think Kirby something else.
Kirby.
Which almost became my nickname. I had to fight for old Kev. Everybody started calling me Kirby after
Kirby's
that.
Way better.
Kirby's a good name, but I like old Kev. You did.
Of course you do. Oh, you and Dudio.
Still kissing.
I don't like it.
It's too similar to old Greg.
I got to shatter this. I got to break this little.
Guess who's going to be on the next podcast?
Who? Oh,
Dudio.
Yeah. Hey, it'll be Dudio on talking all about Doctor Who.
Dudio's right? Welcome anytime.
Of course he is. Of course he is, old Kev. Dudio.
Yeah.
If you had 1 minute to convince people about Doctor Who.
Okay.
1 minute.
Right.
Do we have a stop? Does anybody have a stopwatch? Like, literally, let's give Dudio 60 seconds to make his pitch.
Okay.
You know what an elevator pitch is, Dudio?
Yes, I do.
You're now going to give an elevator pitch to convince someone.
Who am I convincing?
Me.
You.
Mike.
I'm convincing Mike. Okay.
Well, it's not going to happen. Okay. And Go.
Okay, it's a show that's been on for 50 years, but it came back on the BBC in 2005. It is about a Time Lord who travels through time and space with companions, saving the Earth, saving planets. He doesn't die. He regenerates. His people are dead, but he's trying to find them now. There are a lot of great storylines. There's storylines with...
30 seconds.
Can I see the clock, too, so I can do this? There are storylines with vampires, and you like vampires, right, Mike?
No.
Okay, then scratch the vampire episode. Don't watch that. But there are, you know, episodes with... James Corden.
15 seconds.
Before his Late Late Show appear, you know, fandom was on there. God. No, it's a fantastic show. The David Tennant years are great. If you like campy British shows that are entertaining, Doctor Who's for you.
Will you do it, Mike?
How many years do I have to catch up?
All 50. You have to watch. You now have to commit to watch 4,000 hours of Doctor Who.
Just watch the new
but
season.
You get to sit in a room and hit a button and vote.
What's the best Doctor? Of all the Doctors, the best Doctor?
I'm a David Tennant guy.
You're a David Tennant
but
guy.
But I love Peter Capaldi.
He's Doctor 10?
He's 10.
Yeah. He's 10 and 12. You like 10 and 12.
10 and 12. But then I also, if I'm going to go classic, I'm going Tom Baker.
Yeah.
They gave it a run on NBC for a while, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't hallucinate that. I remember.
You might have hallucinated.
I
thought NBC was giving it a shot, like maybe after Saturday Night Live or something.
I don't think so.
Maybe that they could have late
Showtime
night TV.
At Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who showed up at the Apollo. Right?
They swept him off immediately.
Sandman Sims comes and says, good evening, I am a Time Lord. I want to tell you. I am from a race of Time Lords.
He forgot to rub that tree.
Yeah, for good luck.
Yeah.
Well, guys, why don't we wrap up the half-hour power? Old Kev,
yes,
what's
sir.
The name of your show again? Plug it.
These Things Matter podcast.
And who's on the who's the most exciting guest on a recent episode?
We had Hutch Harris from the Thermals on a while back.
That's cool.
About the Breeders. That was pretty cool, yeah. And we also had Jason Sims, who is a good friend of yours, and he talked about Planet of the Apes. That was a while back. That's a really good episode, too.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming guests, other than Dudio, apparently?
Whoever Dudio can bring. We're wide open. We got a lot of guests to book, so.
Whoever Dudio
cool
can
Nick
bring.
Invited.
I'll come by.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, old Kev. Say hi to Taylor.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Bye. Well, I guess that ends a half-hour power, huh? Mike, anything?
Well, you know, the song and children's book still up on AB...
APMike.bandcamp. So it's
APMike.bandcamp.com.
Okay. Yeah.
And sure. People can go there and pay as much as they want, right?
Yeah, you know, it's
Throw some money this guy's way.
It helps.
You throw him $5 in, rather than the minimum you can do with it.
It's strange because PayPal actually takes the largest percentage out of the $1 donations. It's like, I guess PayPal's, that's the way they strangle the...
Sure, that's their flat their flat percentage, and it's just that's where you get hit the hardest.
It's a weird system they got there.
Pat Byrne.
Yes, sir.
WFMU, Prove It All Night, Saturday nights, 9 to midnight.
That's the time.
The next live show...
August 1st.
August 1st.
1 year anniversary.
Oh, that's exciting.
Crazy, yeah.
That's great. Fast and otherwise, it's the regular show every Saturday night.
Yeah, every Saturday. People, it's a good show.
Check, it is a good show.
Thank you.
Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio, a.k.a. Dr. Hoodio. You have your show, the Bridge and Tunnel show at... It's going to be on this Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow night, People's Improv Theater on 24th between Park and Lex, if you're in the New York area.
It's at 9:30.
Yep.
And special guest Josh Patton from Weekend Update.
Yep, he's a writer for Weekend Update and a performer at UCB.
And Bridge and Tunnel is a sketch
troupe, not an improv troupe.
Exactly.
I don't want to get the red button pressed the way Kristen
That's her.
Pressed it. Kristen, the last time we spoke,
yes.
Since then, you now are wearing a tiara.
I'm not even a fur person, but I am wearing fur today.
You're wearing fur
in
and,
this
a,
heat.
And a diamond tiara.
Yeah. Do you like
and
it?
I do. And it has a $1 million price tag. Has a $500,000 price tag hanging off the tiara.
I left
and
it
a
on.
$500,000 hanging off the coat.
Right.
Which I thought was very tasteful. That's rich people, that's how they always leave the price tag on things so that
right.
in case anybody's not sure whether something was super expensive. But we can't say what happened on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
We can't say, but as soon as I know when it's airing, I will let you know.
All right.
It's going to be good.
We all can't wait, seriously. It's very exciting, and congratulations on it being so exciting.
It was fun.
And I'm trying to think. Sharpling and Worcester live, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. You can get tickets by going to stereolaughs.com/tour. And shows are going to sell out, so do not miss out if your city sells out. I don't know what to tell you. You can check out Half Hour Power every other week, and we will be back in a couple weeks. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and good night.